for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Saturday morning service of December the 31st, 1988. Tape number 19 of the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is a continuation with Blanche Reynolds as the teacher this morning.
Because he's lover. Hallelujah. He is love. Hallelujah. We're going to be like him. Hallelujah. See, glimpse the pattern. See, get your mind off death. Stop living to die and begin to live to live. That anointing to the quality of is not going to be strained with the garbages of death. Every time we go through deliverance, the anointing gets better, freer, more vision, clearer. See? Hallelujah. Oh, I can see a generation man arising now. We're growing up before him now. Every one of us have come different ways because we're uniquely different. Things that have bruised us that might have bruised me didn't even affect you. And so, we each must deal with ourselves. But where you are affected, you better be found seeking the Lord. What does honesty before Him do? It lets you view the real thing. Lord Jesus, I've sinned and come short of Your glory. I don't want to be bound up in jealousy. I don't want to be bound up in selfishness. I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to build any other kingdom but His kingdom. The light and the glory is in this earth. I found out a long time ago that when God sends His minister out, you don't have to try to push the door open. He opens the door and no man can shut it. We have all that we can do. Every one of the ministers that come here, we have all that we can do. We stay continually busy trying to and moving and not trying, doing the will of the Father. And every time He shows us more, we're quick and ready to reveal it to you. Hallelujah. The body of Christ is being revealed because we are becoming that body. Hallelujah now. That porter image that was so, I was so sealed in, like the breaking through or the bursting out of many waters. That old man, hallelujah, is not there anymore. Oh, he still has a few things that he tries to do. But as my Father reveals, I want to be found pulling them down. Now, the curse of the days, my days are numbered. My Father planned it so. And He's given me the keys so that as I understand, like wisdom, knowledge, like unlocking a door and going through, we're going to know the truth. And the truth will set us free now. And so the Father is speaking to us. It's time to come on in to deeper truth. Command your being to the attention of the Holy Ghost. He is capable of showing you to you. And let Him do what He means to have done now. He said, then you would call and I would answer you. You would yearn for me the work of your hands. Hallelujah. See, what happens when you're trying to shape your vessel and you're letting that I, that id, that you in control, the selfishness of your natural man? Well, you're going to be listening to what you are. What's in control. You see why we've got to get rid of the self. So we can hear the voice of the Lord. And we can move in the dominion of truth. And there is nothing to keep us from obedience. When the voice of the Lord shows us to us, we are ready. The priest comes into place. The temple gets cleansed. And we have meeting, hallelujah, in the honesty of truth now. He said, then you would call and I would answer and you would yearn for me the work of your hands. But now you number each of my steps and you take note of my every sin. When you command the curse broken and you command that demon out of it, hallelujah, there's no place for him to gain authority anymore. Buddy, oh gentile Messiah, beloved, excuse that other term, beloved, let us peel the onion. Let's see what's there. And let's not be afraid to do it. Hallelujah. Now, the best way to do it's with a paring knife. You might slit it with your fingernail and begin to peel it off a little at a time. If you use a paring knife, you can get it all off at once. Yeah. I mean, us girls know what I'm talking about. You fellas that haven't peeled an onion, I recommend you try it the next time your wife is in the kitchen. Hallelujah. Let us know what is shaping us. See, just like I said before, every layer on that onion is smaller than the one that was before it. We're going to get this out. We're not going to be a mixture. We're going to be God's intention. See, what did he say? That we're the work of his hands. Job recognized it. We're the work of your hands. He said, my transgression is sealed up in a bag. And you glue up my iniquity to preserve it in full. Oh, for the day of reckoning. He's showing it to us. See, when you're ready. See, he doesn't mean to destroy you. He means to preserve you, see. In the natural, if we let the natural senses and the tangible rule us, it would destroy us to see ourselves. But by the Spirit and in the Spirit, it excites us to more life. We are glad to get rid of death. We are not bound by the pride and the arrogance of the flesh man. We are not ministered to by the selfishness and the jealousies of a perverted mind. But the mind becomes single toward the Lord, like we talked about yesterday afternoon. It's time for the body of Christ to stop being double-minded about the things of God. And it's time to get the call and the election sure. And when somebody says a word to you, check it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Spirit tell it to you now. You see, if you're not in speaking terms with Him, if you're not listening and hearing, how are you going to have conversation with Him? See, God made all of these things to work, to produce life, to protect and tender life, so that we are His, you know, we are glorious, see, transfigured. What you see He did in the natural, He does also by the Spirit to make glorious His body in this earth so that it can flow in the righteousness of truth. Hallelujah now. And so, He has numbered each of my steps and He takes note of my every sin. And my transgression is sealed up. I know I read this a minute ago, but I want to read it again. He says, my transgression is sealed up in a bag. And you glue up my iniquity to preserve it in full for the day of reckoning. Now, this is the day of reckoning. Darkness is covering the earth. Today, as long as it's called today, we have time to deal with this curse of lawlessness, the sin of the Father. Turn with me now to Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, please. It says, again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, Because Jerusalem, now, let's look at within the spirit of Jerusalem. Jeru means a threshing floor, and Salem means peace. What goes on in the threshing floor of peace? That's where the winnowing is done. That's where this grain lays down before Him, making ready the chaff to be removed now. He says, cause Jerusalem to know and understand and realize her idolatrous abominations. Let me tell you, that's God's mercy preparing for us so that we do not move on into His eternity with the bondage of death and decay, trying to hold on to our personality, our spirit man, in God's eternal purpose. For He has intended for us to be set free from the law of sin and death. See, that's what the Spirit, the law of life, our new being, Romans 8:2, has freed me from the law of sin and death. It's time for the law of life to be revealed in your members. Hallelujah, you see. And how are we going to know it? You're going to have to see what's there. What does the threshing floor do? We're talking in shadows and types. Boy, it gets that darnel out. All that's not of God. It gives you the strength, the authority in the name of Jesus. He's the winnower. John the Baptist said He is winnowing, fans in His hand. And He's going to thoroughly purge His threshing floor. See, that name of Jesus is in your mouth. And as the priest comes in the name of Jesus, the power of an endless and an indestructible life comes into effect in each of us. And we begin to command life out of death in everything that concerns us now. So He said, cause them to realize the idolatrous abomination, that they are disgusting and detestable and shamefully vile. See, we can't go on in this mixture of death and allow it to control our life any longer. And wherever you find the power of death, that's where you hit it. You meet it head on with the Word. In the name of Jesus, I command you to loose me. Hallelujah. And thus saith the Lord God to Jerusalem, representing Israel. Now let's look at this word Israel. It means him who seeks, who contends, who perseveres, who moves in. Hallelujah. Israel. 32nd chapter of Genesis will tell you more about who it's good. Hallelujah. Now, He said, your spiritual origin and your birth are thoroughly Canaanitish, where the promise of God. But look at all that mixture in Canaan. And what did God cause them to do? They had to drive their enemies out. He said, I'll go before you. When they allowed Him to do it, see. When they put Him on the throne of their heart. When they recognized His laws and His authority and dominion, He went before them and He drove their enemies. Hallelujah. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever now. We've got to turn around from trying to view God and the things of the kingdom with the intellect of the carnal, the tangible, and begin to view God in the witness of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, and let Him write His promises upon our being. Hallelujah now. Glory to God now. He said, your birth, you're thoroughly Canaanitish. Every one of us birthed in this natural realm with the bondages and the bloodlines of our natural parenting. Bruised to that effect. He said, your father was an Amorite. That's incest. But look in the spirit. See, that's what was birthed in the cave when Lot's daughters thought that their name would be blotted out. Nobody to carry on their name in the earth. See, a man's name was his character. Those girls had been raised in Sodom and Gomorrah. Those, it was a way of life to them. They did all those abominations. They had a reprobate mind as far as that was concerned. And so he said, your father was an Amorite. What does this mean to us? We cannot produce the selfishness of who we think we are, or what we think we are, or what our name implies in this natural man of death. We've been born anew. When we came through that, boy, I loved what Brother Jack said about coming clean over Jordan. Clean through Jordan, hallelujah, you see. That's what deliverance is doing. We're coming clean through Jordan. The Spirit is revealing. We're seeing the facts that death has produced. And we are commanding life, hallelujah, now. He said, you're a thoroughly Canaanitish. Your spiritual father was an Amorite. And your spiritual mother was a Hittite. See, all that incest, that selfishness of I'm going to be separate, I'm going to be all that I can be. But you can't be all that you can be. You've got to be all that He says that we can be. And we're going to be like Jesus. Hallelujah now. None of that incest fact. You can't produce your own bloodline. It doesn't work in any realm. Hallelujah. Not by the Spirit and not by the natural. Do you know what incest produces? Insanity. Retardation. That's the cause and the effect that is seen in the body. And that's the curse that's got to be broken off of the person now. Hittite means fear. See? We're afraid to live. And we're afraid to die. When we were in Brazil, that beautiful tropical nation that would have all the bounty of its green foliage at its fingertips, glorious beauty, they were so frightened because of the spirit of death, fear that was over the nation. They built high walls. They lived in condominiums. They parked their cars in their basement. They put chains and bars over all their windows and doors. No pretty yards. Flowers blooming on rooftops. And only if you were high could you see them there. Fear produced fear to the point that they didn't even stop at the red lights. Four lanes of traffic, eight lanes of cars. And nobody honored the law of the land because they were afraid. Somebody jump in their car and rob them. Fear, fear, fear everywhere. The Lord sent me there to teach them deliverance. I tell you, the message of deliverance is going forth in Rio de Janeiro, and your manual is there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And those brothers, there's a Bible school established there now, and those brothers are teaching the Word. And ministers are going down from the United States continually to teach and to preach and to bring deliverance. It so blessed my heart the second time I was there. A man demonized came and he fell foaming at the mouth at my feet. And before I could command it to come out, one of those pastors that we had trained beat me to him. I mean, I was standing in front of him. He went zoop like that and commanded that thing out of him. That boy, man was set free. It works. The Lord said, I sent you the first time to feed them. The second time I sent you to teach them how to eat. Hallelujah. We're going to He's sending us to the nations to deliver humanity. We've got to get it right. God got His body. It's many-membered everywhere. He's bringing it forth. He said, when I pass by you, well, He said, your birth, on the day that you were born, your navel cord wasn't cut, see. We've had all this mixture because we've been caught up in that death realm, that navel cord to the things of death, struggling. Can you just imagine in the natural what it would be like if nobody cut that navel cord and made a separate part of humanity? But that's the way we've been in the Spirit. we had been so reproduced in the facts of death. We'd been like a baby that didn't have its navel cord cut from its mama. We've been continually rolling around, polluted in our blood. And he said, when I pass by you, I said, live. Hallelujah. And we are living because he gave us the plan, the facts of life. Now, let's move on. This day of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's move now. I want to look at Job 15, 20 and 23. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 19 verse, 25th verse. He said, for I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives. And at last, the last one, he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin, even this body has been destroyed, then forth from my flesh, or without it, I shall see God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I'm in 19 Job, 25th. I'm in the 26th verse, starting the 27th. Whom I, even I, shall see for myself and on my side, and my eyes shall behold him, and not as a stranger, and my heart pines away, and it's consumed within me. Oh, Lord, let us understand that death is not going to reign in this life. We're going to know how to live in the name of Jesus. See, the thing that Job feared, it's what came upon him. We break the curse of fear. The days of our life is numbered. The curses are in effect because of the bruise of rebellion in generations past. But as the demonic force is exposed, the curse is broken. You cannot do one without the other. And as he shows us to us, we pull down the bloodline curses over and over and over again as we are ready to graduate into transfiguration glory, an illumination of the pure light, the holiness of truth. As we begin to rend the powers of death and loose the blessings of life. Oh Lord, I'll loose the Holy Ghost to minister to me. In my being, oh, come forth. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. See, let there be nothing in me, Lord, that you have to test. See, there's coming a day when this body is going to emerge victorious. There's coming a day when you won't have to have the crisis to drive you to him to deal with your flesh. But you'll say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I come to do your will, O Lord. I want to be obedient to every word that you whisper, Lord. Every thought as you think it, Lord. Let me know the intent of your being and the power of flowing from your resurrection to the point that as you live, O Lord God, as my Redeemer lives, so has the redeemed. I who have been redeemed, I live also. Oh, let us know it, Lord. For you, O Lord, have planned for this very hour. Amen and amen now. Hallelujah. Job 15:20. I believe I read that though, didn't I? 15:20. I did not read it. Okay, let's read it then. The wicked man suffers with self-inflicted torment all his days. I mean, these guys that think they're living and, you know, get all you can get and all this stuff out of the world, oh my, are they in for an awakening? The wicked man suffers with self-inflicted torment all his days. See, you can't live in this hour and continue to break God's law. We're going to have to obey His health laws, every law that He has put into our being. We're going to have to understand that when we obey the Lord, when we are disciplined before Him, that is what lets His blessings flow in our life. When we deal with ourselves before Him. Now, hallelujah. Now, I've got to start the whole verse again. 20th verse again. The wicked man suffers with self-inflicted torment all his days, through all the years that are numbered and laid up for him, the oppressor. A dreadful sound of terror is in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer shall come upon him. The dwellings of robbers are not at peace. You think that you can hide in what the riches of this natural realm and be free from the bondage and the decay of death. Let me tell you, the rich guy dies just like the poor guy. That's right. This matter of life must be understood and rested in it. We've already done all the dying that God intends us to do. We were born anew, beyond the reach of decay and change. But the key here is we must possess it. Up until this point, we weren't ready. But from this day forward, more and more He's going to reveal unto us. We've been like forerunners. We are deliverers in this earth. God has always had His man. He's always had His anointed. His anointing has never been taken out of this earth. He has always had His Word ready for the revealing and the revealing of it. And that revealed Word will not be void of anything that our Father told it to be. Well, he wanders now the 23rd verse. I have to read the 22nd verse. He believes that he will not return out of darkness. And because of his guilt, he is waited for by the sword of God's vengeance. He wanders abroad for food, saying, "Where is it? Why me, Lord? How come I've got all this trouble, and they sit with none, you know? How come I can't overcome this situation?" Because we haven't broken the curse that allowed it. We cast out the demon. We command the curse broken. The legal right of Satan's harassment. And in the name of Jesus, the captive is set free. Hallelujah, see. When we are free, we will set others free. You can't take someone where you haven't been. You cannot administer deliverance if you have not been delivered. You cannot do for someone what you cannot do for yourself. Otherwise, it becomes a transference of spirit. The Word says to lay hands suddenly on no man. You make sure, before any man lays hands on you, that God is sending to you. When you walk in and talking with Jesus and walking in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you won't have to stand there and cry out and carry on. You'll know it. That's what the Lord wants us. The effect of righteousness is quick understanding. Resting. Yes, Lord, I receive this servant. Or, no, Lord, you know, you back away and say, "I just thank you, my brother, but I just assume that you had not laid hands on me." Beloved, that's mercy to that person that runs ahead of God. Don't you think you're going to hurt somebody's feelings? That's mercy. That makes them check their leading. Get the call and election's yours. Now, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know I'm going over, but I got just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Hallelujah now. Got plenty of hope. Thank you, Brother Glenn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah now. Hallelujah. 23rd, he wanders abroad for food. Saying, "Where is it?" He knows that the day of darkness and destruction is already close upon him. I tell you, people are wandering to and fro. The people in the church are looking for truth. And because they don't know the leadership of the Holy Ghost, they're allowing psychic wonders. Lying wonders, the Lord said to me. Lying wonders. Psychic phenomena. Wolves in sheep's clothing. False prophets. Prophesying what people want to hear, not what they need. Beloved, there's a famine in the land, just like one of our brothers said this week, for the truth. And it's got to come. We can't beat the air anymore. The darkness that's approaching, the time of God's day that is now upon us, you cannot be a weakling. You cannot expect somebody else to pray you through. We've got to deal with ourself the way it is. Hallelujah. And not be afraid to look. My Lord and my God, I bind the spirit of fear from your people. And I cause your hand to know. Hallelujah. I just had Miss Irma's vision. A handful of hair. Hallelujah. We are God's people. Hallelujah. The hairs of your head are numbered. Hallelujah. God has called the pioneers. We've rubbed shoulders in times past with many, many ministries. But God only allowed us to partake of the good and to leave that which was not of Him beside because of this day and this hour to flow in the creation man. He's got His deliverer station, hallelujah, to deliver His people. Now, let's go to Joel 2:2, please. Hallelujah. Joel 2:2. It's one of those little books that's hid. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That has so much to say for this end time hour. Here we go. Joel 2:2. Now, I think I ought to read the first verse too. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the judgment of the Lord is coming. Not hope it'll come, but it is coming. Hallelujah. Not maybe it'll come, but it is coming. The day of the judgment of the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. And it's close at hand. That's within reach. That's what that means, within reach now. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. We are judging ourselves because we will be like a refuge, an oasis in this hour. Now, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and a thick mist and darkness, like the morning dawn spread upon the mountains, so there comes a heathen, hostile of great people, numerous and mighty, the like of which has never been before and shall not be again, even to the years of many generations. God has called this generation and equipped it with wisdom and knowledge to break the curse of death. The last enemy is about to go. Hallelujah. We'll not be bound with the power of destruction anymore. Now, I'm not talking to your physical man. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm talking to you by the Spirit. I envision a time when this old human container is going to burst and your spirit man get free at last because you're so full of glory. You can't stand anymore. Just, boom, hallelujah. Glory to God. Set free because the Word has done what He sent it to do. And like the metamorphosis experience of the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, free life, hallelujah, restoration, resurrection, living in the glory, hallelujah, the rank and turn of the power of an endless and an indestructible life, nothing to be tested, no more ever to pass through that has bound us in the throes of death. But He has annulled it in our behalf, and He walked it out so that we can see the plan and we could understand. He covered it over so it wouldn't be adulterated by the figments of man's imagination. But now is the day of revelation, and He's revealing life to him that has eyes to see and ears to hear, who will know that the voice of the Lord in them is propelling them to the rest of His covenant promise. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let it be so. Let it be so in the midst of your body. Oh, Ranjan Masahaya. Oh, let us do and become all that you have planned for, Lord. Now, hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews, please. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Now, Hebrews 3. We're going to begin about the 7th verse. Now, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, see, now. Well, remember how we've been talking about God being now? I am. He is. I am. See, today. Today. Now. Right now. Today. But more than just this natural 24 hours. I'm talking by the Spirit now. God called the light day. Today, where you can see, where revelation flows, God's plan intact, where there is no time to control it. Today, see, knowing who you are. Today, in this light. Remember how the seamen talk in their language and say, by first light, we'll be ready to sail. See, today, the first light, the firstborn, the light of truth, while it's revealed, when you can see, today, when you can know that you're a child of the light, today, when darkness, hallelujah, can no longer cover, but light dispels darkness, where light is revealed, today, the plan of God, uncovered, made ready for your understanding. Oh, yes, as long as it's called today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as it happened in the rebellion of Israel and their provocation and embitterment of me. See, beloved, He's all we've got. Hallelujah. And He's all we need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers tried my patience. We've been like stubborn, rebellious children, saying, give me this, Lord. Give me that, Lord. I want this, Lord. I want that, Lord. And saying, instead of, oh, Lord, you go before me. I want to overcome. I want to move in the power of life. I want to be all that you intended, a true son, the image and the pattern of life. I want you, Lord, to dwell in me because you are my source. And there is none beside you, Lord. Now, let us know that the test is to do us good. Stop kicking against the pricks and find that harassment, demonic force, and remove it. I mean, that's the way it is. Get it out. You say what goes on in your tabernacle. You either have meeting with your father, or as Brother Tommy says, you got the mully grubs with the devil. You know, choice is yours. Choice is yours. This mind is precious. It's the gateway to life. You see, before anything can be decided upon, it must first become a thought. It's either going to be a good one or it's going to be a bad one. Now, when the thoughts come in, when you start thinking the thoughts that you want to think, you say what goes on there. You can change your mind. He made that very clear, and it's very easy to do. See, We are so equipped in this tangible man, and we are so used to and accustomed to the workings of the natural man. And the Lord says, we're going to know in the exactness of the Spirit exactly how to live in the Spirit like we've been living in the tangible realm. We're going to know the mind of the Father. There's going to be nothing in there that has to be tested because we have passed from death into life. The enemy can no longer control. Glory to God, because we have entered in the straight gate. Holiness. The effect of holiness is righteousness, rightness, right standing with God. He is our righteousness. Not our, you know, it's not your righteousness, it's His righteousness now. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus now. 10th verse. And so I was provoked and displeased and sorely grieved with that generation, and said, they always err and are led astray in their hearts, and they have not perceived or recognized my ways. Oh, Lord God. See, this is why we haven't been able to peel the onion, you know, get this stuff out of us. We haven't recognized His ways. We haven't understood what He's saying. But now we're beginning. Why? Because we are intently seeking the Lord and inquiring of Him. And when you come into the presence of God, there's a change. And the Word changes you. Hallelujah. And so, the Word delivers you. He said, they've not perceived or recognized my way, so become progressively better and more experimentally and intimately acquainted with them. See, only guy you can change is you. And he said, accordingly as I swore in my wrath and indignation, they shall not enter my rest. See, you're not going to come in any other way. We're going to do this the Lord's way. We're going to meet every condition of truth. And we're going to know the protection of His laws. And we're going to be blessed because we're pleased to know the protection and the liberty that they provide for us in this earth now. Therefore, He says, beware, brethren, and take care, lest there be any one of you of a wicked and an unbelieving heart. Self-examining. Deal with that old bloodline bondage, which refuses to cleave and trust and rely on Him. When you let the enemy minister to you, the Word says that whatsoever a man giveth himself to, that's what he becomes a servant of. When you serve your thoughts of weakness, sickness, self-pity, jealousy, hatred, envy, you're going to become the servant of those very entities. We've got to learn to trust, to believe. How's this going to flow? Because you've settled the matter. You're going to stay in His presence. Beloved, every time I've ever been in the presence of the Lord, I've come away ministered to. Yeah. Have you ever noticed what happens to you when you get real busy out there with your everyday? The first thing we seem to leave off is our prayer time and our reading the Word. We just go ahead and do what it seems like our day demands. And what are we doing? We're cutting off the life, understanding, and force that is propelling and cleansing and making holy and delivering us from the powers of death. Beloved, it ought not to be so. Let us deal with our flesh man and command our being to His attention. And let our day be disciplined before the Lord, because it will do us good. Hallelujah now. Let's do this. Which refuses to cleave and trust in and rely on Him. See, this old natural man, leading you to turn away and desert or stand aloof from the living God. How many times have we come into the congregation of the body, and because we had a hairy day, maybe that's not a good word, but you understand what I mean, a lot of things coming against you, we just don't get into the ministry. We just sit there like a bump on the log Everybody else is praising the Lord, and you think, I don't want to. Now, if you were in the presence of the Lord, if you were seeking God, if you were commanding life into all your circumstances and expecting God to deliver you from the snare of the power, expecting God to turn your situations around into glory, then you can come in and become a participator in the glory that's flowing in the congregation. And you stop judging your preacher and begin to judge yourself. Hallelujah. That's right, see. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Lord, see. What have I done, see? And get down to business so that you can become a participator in the work of the kingdom and not a spectator. Oh, I tell you, it's a sin to be a spectator. We've come too far to spectate on this. Beloved, it's time to reign in our minds. See, that's what the Lord is teaching us. Our days are numbered. This lawless curse is visited down through the numbered day. But in the name of Jesus, I cast out the demon that's working through it. And I pull down, I break the curse effect out of it. You not control me, Satan. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to live with you, Lord Jesus, forever. Amen and amen now. Just a little bit more. For we have become fellows with Christ the Messiah, and we share in all that He has for us. See, sometimes we just get a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of blessing, six hairs and 12 goose pimples. And we run. Oh, hallelujah. We've had a visitation. When He has all made ready for us. Hallelujah. If only we hold our first newborn confidence. You are, hallelujah, the privilege of a new birth, the bride of Christ. Like the union vow of the marriage, you are one in Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Assured. Hallelujah. We hold this first newborn confidence and original assured expectation in virtue of which we are believers, firm and unshaken to the end. Hallelujah now. We can view that crisis in the name of Jesus now. Balance is the key, see. How can you expect God to bless you financially when you are not obeying and tithing, see? How can you expect your body to be full of health and happiness and no quirks and pains when you feed it all that garbage all the time like it's not supposed to be? And how can you expect your spirit man to function when you never give him a decent meal on your own? You feed him maybe three times a week and then he's on a starvation diet the rest of the week. Or he's got his sword out fighting that television. That's right. I'm not receiving that. And you're wondering why you feel funny. And you cross your legs and you go to the kitchen and get something else to eat. Well, what you need to do is turn that box off. Amen. And stop letting it minister to you. Your mind is precious. And God intends for it to be whole, see. We have needed deliverance. But there's coming a day when we will be the deliverers in the full capacity of deliverance. Well, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So, I'm going to give you... Oh, I got to read one more verse. 15th verse. Then while it is still called today, see... While the light is revealed, Olin always laughs at me because I always say one more verse. And he said, now I know. I just get ready. I just change my position because you hadn't hushed yet. But one more verse, really. 15th verse. He said, then while it is still called today, if you would hear His voice. Now, what does deliverance do? It helps you hear His voice. No shadows, no clocks. No selfishness, see. Jesus can flow. More anointing, more wisdom, more knowledge. If you would hear His voice, and when you hear it, you do not harden your heart, you know. Like the Lord would say to you, I know that some people have taken advantage of us. And sometimes when we view the matter, we would want God to bless them with a brick. When you hear His voice, see, you don't harden your heart. That's what that means to me. You don't say, get Him, Lord. You find out what there was in you that He could attack. If there was nothing there, it wouldn't have bothered you one way or the other. That's right, see. Deal with yourself now. You don't harden your heart. As in the rebellion in the desert. See, what'd they do? They murmured and complained and carried on. When the people provoked and irritated and embittered God against them. Now, hallelujah. I just got to do one more. 19th verse. So we see that they were not able to enter into their rest. See, key here. When I get in a situation, in the maturity that I am right at this point, I'm going to be more, but right now where I am, when I get in a situation, I begin to search what disturbed my peace. What happened that made me feel whatever? Hurt, rejected, fearful. I start examining, see. So we see that they were not able to enter into His rest because of their unwillingness to adhere to and trust and rely on the Word of God. Unbelief had shut them out. How do you spell rest? W-I-S-D-O-M. Oh, it means rest also, R-E-S-T. But it means wisdom also. Once you know, there's not a devil in hell that can take truth away from you. Let's bow our heads. My Father, I thank You for all that You've spoken. I thank You, Lord, that You're teaching us that we are not going to be overpowered by the control of death any longer. But yea, there's a light in this day, Lord, the Spirit day, the day of the Spirit, the day of the Lord. It's finished, Lord. The plan of redemption prevails in Your body, and we shall walk before You. Oh, Lord, let Your image and Your pattern continue to be revealed. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.